I had to listen to that that introduction just a little bit longer today than normal because I always think I'm going to do the news when I hear my my intro song. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to Progressive Life, which is the name of my show. I'm on both Wednesday now and Thursday. We're going to be on it roughly 12:15 both of those days, and we're going to try to go over some of the political things and some of the life questions. I'm not quite sure how to explain what I do on the show. We basically just have a conversation about being good in life and trying to steer ourselves straight as good human beings, good Americans, good globalists, whatever we are, and we'll talk about that. And you're more than welcome to call in. The number is 740-383-9944. Remember that? It's 740-383-WWGH if you're looking at one of those phones that has the the letters next to the number. Well, Charlie has been giving away a lot of stuff. It looks like Ticketron, you know, on the desk here, as we've got lots of tickets that have been given away, lots of tickets that are about to be given away. And so I want to emphasize we have a set of tickets for David Burns, for Chris Young. David, we need you to call us or have somebody call us or stop in before 1 o'clock, because if you can't make it and you're not going to pick up your tickets, we're going to go ahead and try and give them away in the last hour. I also have a set of tickets for Pete Gruber, and the same applies to you, Pete. If you're not expecting to be able to go, or you can't pick the tickets up, we're going to try and get rid of those in the last hour. Scott's going to be here from 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock, and he's going to try and get rid of those. Get ready for the big giveaways. You have till Friday to enter. And you're allowed to, I think you're allowed to enter once every hour. So if you're interested in entering for tickets for either Hank Williams or Toby Keith, you need to enter today or Friday morning to win those tickets. And we'll be drawing both of those sets of tickets on Friday at 12:15. So you need to get your name in the little bucket, Charlie will, I think Charlie's going to be on tomorrow. I think they're moving Charlie to 3 days a week, 10 to 12, and I think he'll be on tomorrow, and then they go to other local programming after Charlie tomorrow, and I'm not exactly sure what that's going to be, but you'll find out. He's been giving a lot of tickets away. He's been having a good time, and good to see you again today, Charlie. We'll see you next week. He's going to be on before me both on Wednesday and Thursday, and I appreciate the loaning of your audience to me. We can use all the help we can get. By the way, you'll have to pick up those tickets for Hank Williams or Toby Keith by 1 o'clock on Friday. So make sure you're listening. And if your name is called, arrange with somebody or be able to contact us to tell us how you're going to pick up the tickets by 1 o'clock on Friday if you happen to be one of the winners. I just found the note here that tells Charlie is going to move from on Friday 10:15 to 12. Okay, so make sure you listen to that. But again, Dave Burns, Pete Gruber, You need to pick those tickets up for Chris Young. And we're, if you don't pick them up by 1 or 1:15 or don't contact us to tell us how you're going to get, you know, if you're on your way at, you know, and you can't get here until 2 o'clock, they will hold them for you. But if you're not on your way or you don't contact us, we're going to give those tickets away in the second hour today from 1 to 2. If you, by the way, if you don't, if you win tickets and you don't really want them, please give us a call so that we can give them to somebody else. We have lots of people that like these tickets, and we'd love to hear from you. Hey, really kind of interesting. I'm not going to get right into the show part of the day until we get through some of these announcements. This one I'm really excited about. Scott has decided that we're going to do a morning show. I remember Dave Garraway, I think that was it, Dave Garraway, on, not Garraway, that's a seed, Dave Garraway, I remember his show, I remember Jack Parr, early morning shows, that's probably about as early as I remember, and I loved morning shows. Before I'd go to school, I'd watch a little bit of it, and actually, until I was 6 years old, we didn't have a television. I think we got a television in 1952, which would make me 6 years old. And if you do the math, you'll figure out I'm 73. I don't look it, though. I look at least 80. Anyway, the morning talk show is going to be on from 6:30 till 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, and it's going to be called The Early Show with Scott Spears, and it'll be on those 5 days. Hope you tune it in. They've got a really exciting venue for Tuesday. They're going to be out at Panera Bread. So if you're going to be out at Panera Bread between 6:30 and 10 a.m., make sure you stop by and say hi. Wave. because we'll be live on the air out there. So don't just run up and start yelling at us. Wave first. We'll say hi to you on the air. Scott had pointed out the mission of the show will be to educate and inform the Marion community in every way. Scott has a terrific knowledge of what's going on here in Marion. He and I talk before my show usually for several minutes, and I learn a lot of stuff just listening to him. And I think you'll enjoy learning a lot of stuff on that morning show. The show will consist of local and national interviews. Now, I have been in radio since I was a little guy. I think I first started in radio probably, well, I guess I wasn't a little guy. I was as a freshman in college. I went to work for a radio show, radio station, and I'm trying to remember the call letters. Anyway, it was... It was the radio solely student operated station of Butler University, which is the first university I went to. We won't go into how many universities it took me to get through to finally get my degree, but that was the first one I went to, and I was I learned how to run the board, and I learned how to do some announcing, and I never was a very good reader, so I had a problem reading the ads and stuff like that. But it was a non-commercial station much like this, and so I didn't have to do ads, but we did public service announcements. I really, really fell in love with doing radio back then. WAJC, that was the call letters. WAJC FM, the largest solely student-operated radio station in America at the time. And when I say solely student-operated, that's exactly what it was. We didn't even have advisors that helped us run the station. Well, I guess we did have an advisor, but he didn't really advise much, except for maybe once a year we'd have a meeting and they'd tell us what we were doing wrong. But we did live news. We did live, and it was in Indianapolis, Indiana, so there was plenty of live news to do, and we had a great time there. And then I moved to WVUR, which was Valparaiso University Radio. Again, another student-operated station. And that's where I learned not only how to run the board, but I started doing a lot of sports shows, sports broadcasting. And so I've been in sports broadcasting. Yeah, that's kind of scary. I've been in sports broadcasting 50-some years. anyway, the people, it really got under my skin, the radio business. And then we started talking about doing radio shows. Back then, The Shadow and all those radio shows were, they had gone off the air in most cases. You can still find stations that run radio drama on the air, but it's most of them were gone by the time I was in college radio. So we decided that we would start our own show, and we called it Power Prof. Prof, P-R-O-F, as in professor. And Power Prof was a 15-minute weekly show. We wrote it. We were the talent on it. And it was a great Power Prof. Let's see if I can do his voice. I'm Power Prof. That was the way Power Prof sounded, because I happened to be Power Prof. But there were lots of characters. I have a great friend, Dave Dixon, who is, I think he's still with the IRS now. And we have gotten back together on Facebook recently, which is a joy of Facebook to see the old folks. Matter of fact, one of the guys that I was in basic training has gotten in touch with me recently. It's kind of interesting through Facebook. But anyway, we did probably a year's worth of Power Prof. And it was listened to by a lot of our students. I can't say it was great writing, but and then I actually wrote a radio show that got some national news. It was a radio drama on Earplay, which back in the day was a nationwide drama for radio plays and radio dramas type stuff. And we were awarded an award from them for that. Then anyway, we went on, and I kind of moved in more into sports casting, because that was more mainstream. There weren't a whole lot of job opportunities being a Power Prof. I went into sports casting, did a lot of that, and basically did it as a side gig from, sales. The money in radio at that time, and probably still is, in the sales of advertising. So I spent a lot of time doing sales. And though I didn't mind it, it wasn't really what I wanted to do with my life. And the pay for being an announcer at a local radio station was probably less than my allowance when I was a 10-year-old. It was really bad. But I enjoyed it so much, I actually went to a class so that I could become what they call a first phone operator. I had a first class radio operator's license, which meant I could work on transmitters and stuff like that. If you were an owner of a radio station, I wouldn't have hired me. It was this cram school. They taught you all the answers. And I did that. I went to CBS Announcers School, something like that. I was really into it. And I still am. I love radio, and that's why I'm doing this right now for the big bucks. I absolutely loved radio. I loved the fact that your mind can be more more of a paintbrush than what you get on television. Television you can look at and numbly go where they go. But if you're listening to radio, you pretty much have to use your mind to make your own little pictures in your head. Stan Freberg used to do some fantastic public service announcements. He would, the one I remember the most, he was flying over a giant bowl of ice cream, and he gave you the sound of the helicopter flying over the giant bowl of ice cream, and then he'd count down to a drop of a maraschino cherry, and the maraschino cherry would fall, and you'd hear it like that, and then you'd hear it splash as it hit the ice cream. All of his ads, public service announcements, were so clear that right now I can see that maraschino cherry splashing into that bowl of ice cream. The guys and ladies who did that sort of work, the sound effects work, were called Foleys. And that was the name came from a gentleman who was operator of sound effects, and they'd make sound effects out of, you know, the horseshoes clomping on the ground were quite often coconuts and they would clop them on a wooden plank or something like that, and it did sound like horseshoes clomping across they'd either do it on cement or they'd do it on wood, and they could make it sound like he went from a cement road across a wooden bridge, you know, by doing that. The Foley artists, I think they still have an Emmy or something that they get. But much of the sound effects now has gone into electronic, digital sound effects, which are sound a lot more like what the thing was, but they don't have nearly the imagination of somebody clomping coconuts on a wooden floor. Some of the other stuff that, by the way, that they're going to do on that morning show, they're going to have local news, which we have hourly, and weather, the top of the hours, and they will have the morning obituaries. So if you're one of those folks that wants to get that local information before you head out to work, it's going to start at 6:30 a.m. I tip my hat to Scott, who's going to do that at 6:30. That's too early to get up. And at my age, I am not going to get up at 6:30. Anyway, they will have the local obituary report every morning at 8:05. And they will have live call-ins. Now, what I'd really like to hear is some live people out there at Panera Bread on Tuesday morning. I think that would be kind of fun. They, as usual, will have plenty of free giveaways. That's, like I said when we started, this looks like Ticket Central here on the desk. We've got tickets from... let's see, Dave Burns and Pete Gruber. We've got your tickets for the Chris Young show at the State Fair. We've gotten all sorts of State Fair tickets. We've got those tickets waiting for you, but you got to pick them up. We'd like you to pick them up by 1 o'clock today. And if you can't get here by 1 o'clock, we need you to call us and tell us you'll get here by 2 o'clock. Otherwise, they're going to redraw for those tickets. So make sure you get in touch with us about that. You've got about 35 minutes or so. And I've got a set of tickets for Life Jennings that we're going to give away. And if you'd like to go see Life Jennings, and let's see, I'm trying to see what the date of that show is. That's Friday. we need you to call in right now, and we will give you two tickets to Life Jennings. And that also includes it also includes getting into the fair. So give me a call. The number is 740-383-9944 or 740-383-WWGH, and claim those tickets for life. Or do you pronounce it Leaf? It's LYFE, Life Jennings. I'm not into the live music scene anymore. I basically listen to the songs that I have on my cell phone, and those are the ones I know I like, so I listen to those. But if you're interested, give us a call. You can call us between now and 2 o'clock for those. And Scott will be here from 1 to 2, so you'll have a plenty of opportunity to get those. We also have some tickets that need to be picked up by April Avery and Becky and Ralph Thacker. And if you can get in and pick those up, we'd appreciate that. I believe you can pick those up as late as tomorrow morning. Those are for, well, here we have a phone call. Oh, that's on my cell phone. You know what that is? That's probably somebody trying to sell me something. But anyway, April Avery, Becky Thacker, and Ralph Thacker. Yeah, anytime I get a phone call, and I've gotten an awful lot of them, I sure would like to find out. I put my number, that number, on Do Not Call, and I get calls from everywhere trying to sell me stuff. This last one, the phone call was coming from the United States of America. That's what my phone said. Can you believe that? The United States, of course it's coming from the United States of America. That's where we are. Anyway, what I do is I just go in and block them when I get something that I don't know. And I would highly recommend you do the same thing. Anyway, those tickets that we still have left over for Life Jennings, call us between now and the end of the show, which will be about 20 minutes from now. Or you can call in the second hour, 740-383-9944. Okay. Trying to see if I have any other announcements that I need to give you. There's an ice cream social. There's an ice cream social. It's going to be at Hoytville United Methodist Church. I have a very strong spot in my heart for United Methodist churches. My father was a United Methodist minister. And that's a church, at the church, 19929 East Church Street in Hoytville, Ohio. Everything is homemade. There's sandwiches, potato salad, noodles. That's quite an ice cream social. When my dad used to have ice cream socials, it was ice cream. But they've got all sorts of stuff. They have pies, cakes, beverages, and, of course, ice cream made from scratch. So that's going to be at the Hoytville United Methodist Church, which is at 19929 East Church Street in Hoytville, Ohio. I hope you can make it to some of these things that we're talking about. Don't forget that tomorrow we will have the call-ins for people to sign up for the Hank Williams and the Toby Keith shows. Now, there is only one pair of tickets for both of those, so you got to be fast. So make sure you make that call in tomorrow. And you can actually call in today if you'd like to get in our little drawing bucket. I've got plenty of empty forms here. I can take your name and we'll get you signed up. Did any of you, I can't imagine that some of you didn't listen to the Mueller interviews yesterday on TV, because it went from 8:30 to I think 7 hours. So it went till the mid-afternoon. I listened to as much of it as I could. I really thought that Mr. Mueller did a good job of responding. There were a lot of my Democratic friends, and as you all know, I'm the show is called A Progressive Life, so it's pretty much a Democratic, has a Democratic bent. But a lot of my Democratic friends were disappointed that he didn't rip somebody a new one, if you know the expression. I was absolutely thrilled with his responses. They were straightforward. They seemed to be quite honest. They seemed to be thoughtful. Yes, he is 74, just a little older than I am. And yes, he did sound a little halting, if I can use the expression. That was an expression my mother used to use. Matter of fact, I have a lot of expressions my mother used to use. But he was a little halting in his responses, and he kind of sounded, people on the right side of the aisle were kind of blaming him, saying he sounded like he was senile or something like that, which I find, first of all, offensive, and second of all, absolutely out of the question. He responded in a way where his thought process included some noises like we all have when we're thinking, and you know, the hmm and the those type of noises, and yes, he included those in his thought process. But his thoughtful answers were always down the line. He said he was going to not go outside of the corners of the report, and I think he stayed pretty close to that. There were a few surprises, there was one surprise where, and I can't remember what it was, but he actually had to walk back in the second half of the afternoon and say the question wasn't answered correctly. The question wasn't asked correctly. It wasn't that it wasn't answered correctly. Anyway, I really enjoyed it. Well, enjoying 7 hours of interviews about politics is not what I would call enjoyable, but it was interesting, and it was informative. And the thing I think that the Democrats were trying to do is get the public to actually listen to what the Mueller report talked about. I was never more shocked than like the day after it was made public. A person who was obviously right-leaning came on the air, was being interviewed, and they asked her what she learned. And she said, well, I didn't know that the Mueller report said anything bad about our current government. Well, if you read it, and I have, there's an awful lot that it says that is not good for the United States. And I really hope that eventually we find a way of voting in Republicans and Democrats who have, first of all, a backbone. And I don't mean tough guys. I mean somebody that will stand up for what they honestly believe in. I don't care if you're right or left. If you have integrity, you will stand up for what you believe in. And it doesn't mean you have to be argumentative, but you will say what you believe, and you will stand by what you say. And it also doesn't mean you have to stick with that. You can, and I really hate the term flip-flopper, because I think we should all be flip-floppers. If we find out new information that changes our minds, we should be brave enough to say that we've changed our mind. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of people that run scared from the term flip-floppers. I think being somebody that will change their mind, I know my wife always tells me it's her prerogative to change her mind, and believe me, When she changes her mind, she doesn't care what you think of her. She will change her mind, and that's the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. Which reminds me, I'm going to get to see my bride tomorrow. I'm going to pick her up in North Carolina and spend 2 or 3 days with my grandkids. I have some pretty nice 4 grandkids through my daughter, Amy, and I'm going to get to watch them play soccer, baseball, maybe a little basketball practice. And what other sport do they participate? Oh, swimming. And they're all involved in all of those things. My daughter was a very fine swimmer until she injured her shoulder. She was also a all-conference soccer player at Tiffin University. She was the last female to play on the male high school team in Athens. And it wasn't that they put her on the team and she sat on the bench. She played a lot. And it was not did not endear her to several of her female friends. They didn't like the fact that she got to spend a lot of time. One of my proudest moments, and I'm going to clean this up a little bit, but one of my proudest moments is I was walking by a school bus after a game was over, and there was one of the visiting players from the other team who said, he was talking to a friend of his, and the window in the bus was open, so I could hear it as I walked by, and I kind of slowed down as I heard him because he was. I could tell he was talking about my daughter, and the one comment that I was really kind of proud of is, "Did you see that girl? She kicked my." And we'll leave it alone what part of his body she kicked. And I went to myself inside, yeah, that's my daughter. And she still likes to do that. And she'll do it to her brother. She'll do it to her dad. She's a very aggressive athlete. And her children are very much the same and all very good. She also played tennis. That was kind of an interesting story. I'm way off on all sorts of stuff today. I'm sorry about that, but having 2 shows in 1 week kind of threw me off. When she went up to Tiffin to play soccer, we were real proud that she was invited to play soccer for Tiffin and was on scholarship or whatever they do in that division. It was NAIA at the time, I believe. But we were real proud of her. And then, she, like I said, she was kind of a tough girl. And the tennis coach up at Tiffin saw her playing soccer and asked her to play tennis. Well, Amy said she had never played tennis before. And the coach said, "I can teach you how to play tennis, but I can't teach you how to be tough like you are." That was kind of a proud story that she told her dad, much after she played, though, because she wouldn't talk to me from the time she was 15 till she was, I can remember exactly when she started talking to me again. It was, they were in a Final Four soccer tournament, they lost the first game of the Final Four, and she was brokenhearted, and as she walked across the field, I kind of put my arms out to hug her, and that's when we started talking again. I mean, of course, she talked to me. She asked me for the car, and she asked for me for money and stuff like that from the time she was 15 to 21. But she nothing personal until she turned 21, and that kind of broke the ice. And I've always been thrilled and very proud of all 3 of my children, and I think you should be, too. I know those of you who are listening that have children and grandchildren, and even great-grandchildren, they're a wonderful experience. They're what life is all about. Especially as I get older, the romance, the sex, the aren't I cool stuff, that all goes by the wayside. It's your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids. And I'm certain there are people out there listening that have great-great-grandkids, and that's what you should live for. Anyway, back to the Mueller report thing. I think it was very good for the general public to see exactly what he had said in the report. And he pretty much refuted what the attorney general came out and said, that there was no collusion, there was no cover-up, no nothing like that. He basically said, yeah, there was. There was a definite impeding of the facts. They didn't actually say there was a cover-up, but there were a lot of things that were meant to obstruct the justice that was being tried or being attempted to be completed. And obstruction of justice is against the rules. A lot of the things they talked about were not against the law. They were just against morality. And I found that to be very refreshing. If I am nothing else, I try to be a moral human being. As you know, I'm pretty much an atheist. I say pretty much because if God's listening, I don't want him to know that, all right? But I do try to live by the moral values that I was taught by a minister and his wife when I was a young child. I truly believe that the parables that were talked about in the New Testament, I'm not a big fan of the Old Testament, but the New Testament, where Jesus tells us how to live, I think are fine rules to live by and fine rules to go by. And most of the parables, the one that always sticks in my mind is the parable of the Good Samaritan, and how the supposedly wonderful good people saw the Samaritan. By the way, Samaritans were considered kind of downcast. They would be the Hispanic of modern United States, I'm afraid to say. The Samaritan was looked down upon. And I have no idea why. I don't have any idea why anybody looks down on anybody. We're all people. But anyway, the Good Samaritan parable is one of understanding and joy and love, whereas the Good Samaritan saves the man who's been beaten up and is laying dying in the culvert or whatever, and he helps the gentleman get back to his feet and takes him to a place where he can heal, and pays the people to take care of that man, and apparently the man continues his life. That's what we should think about when we're thinking about other people. Not the things like they're a different color, or they speak a different language, or they have funny looking eyes, or any of those stupid rules to why people look down on other people. I just don't understand it. I never will understand it. I am absolutely thrilled. I was brought up in South Bend, Indiana, home of Buttigieg, Pete Buttigieg, and I still haven't decided who I'm. I did put on Facebook, not Facebook, I put on Twitter, that this was a long time ago, that my favorite pair, president and vice president, would be Harris and Biden, but I'm still wavering on that. I've got a lot of different ideas now. They keep changing. I'm one of those flip-floppers. I don't know why I was talking about South Bend, Indiana. And I'd give you a chance to call me up and tell me, but we're almost out of time. I'm really happy that we're going to do two shows. I've got an idea for a person that'll come in and do a second show with me next week. And I've now, after talking with Scott, I've got a couple more ideas of people that I might contact to do a second show. I'm going to try to have the second show of the week, and it might be 1 week it might be Wednesday, and the next week it might be Thursday. But one day of the week, I'm going to try to have some local people. And if you're listening to WWGH right now, you're obviously a local person. Our signal gets out to most of the county. I would say almost all of the county. It even gets a little bit into Union County. I have been able to pick it up in Richwood. If you're listening, there's been a situation where we no longer have much local news and local interest radio. I think somebody told me we're down to only one reporter for the Star, and virtually none for the other radio stations. And so we're going to try to fill in the gap there. We're going to try to be able to give you some local tastes of what's going on in this area. It might start slowly, and it already has, because I didn't know what I was doing with when we first changed over. But I'm learning, and I'm helping Charlie. We're trying to get our shows together. I think it'll be a great opportunity for us with that new show that's going to start next week, Monday at 6:30 a.m. till 10 a.m., and it's going to run Monday through Friday. And we're actually going to be out at Panera Bread on Tuesday, so make sure you stop out there. They're going to do the whole show from out there. It's called a remote, and we're going to be out there, and we hope some of you come out and say hi and join us in that show. I see we're not getting phone calls on those tickets, so we will probably be giving away some tickets in this next hour to the Chris Young show. And those tickets are a pair of tickets, and they also include free getting into the state fair. And you can't beat that. Everything free. The only thing that you don't get free, you don't get the deep-fried butter stick. I don't understand. Some of the state fairs have the most disgusting food in the world, but people love to do it. So I've only been to one state fair in my life, and that was the Indiana State Fair. And it was good fun, but I was very young, and it was kind of overwhelming. There were so many people there, and I highly recommend going. It's just that my wife and I were busy raising kids, and then once we got the kids out of the place, we got the grandkids, and I've found a place on my couch that I just can't get away from. I just love that couch, even with the fleas that my dog has put there, but we're getting rid of those. So, anyway, I hope you enjoyed today. It was kind of off the wall, I'm kind of off the wall, so I guess that's all right. And we hope you will tune back in on Wednesday and Thursday of next week, starting at about 12:15, when my show called A Progressive Life will be back on. We'll talk about stuff like that. And don't forget, tune us in on Monday morning, 6:30 a.m. For the brand new show that we're going to be airing every day of the week, Monday through Friday. Well, I hope you have a good day today, and we're going to get the heck out of here. I hope you have a nice day with pleasant thoughts.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory,
I just fixed my prayer to the real God.